Well, I'm going to ask him the same question that Lincoln put to Stephen Douglas, who essentially argued the same thing on slavery. Douglas said he was personally opposed to slavery, but thought each state should have the right to vote it up or down. So here's the question. Mr. Kane, why are you personally opposed? In other words, if the behavior you wish to legally sanction is not evil, in this case, does not intentionally kill an innocent human being, why be opposed at all? And of course, the only reason to be opposed to abortion at all is because it intentionally kills an innocent human being. If morally it's no different than pulling a tooth, I don't care how many abortions a person has, and neither should Senator Kane. And this is precisely the point that Lincoln put to Douglas,